We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, hour number three, out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Mike Vaughn with you. Eric McLean is going to join us at 2:20-ish. So excited to have him on to talk about a lot of these things with Clemson. We've got a couple other things to talk about today. First, though, I need to tell you about Wendy's. And I'm excited about the new stuff going on at Wendy's. First of all, the old stuff going on at Wendy's is totally fine. I got nothing wrong with the old stuff at Wendy's. Nothing wrong with a good old Frosty. Nothing wrong with the spicy nugs. Nothing wrong with the saucy nugs. Nothing wrong with any of that, boys and girls. But here's what I will tell you. Right now, you can get two junior bacon cheeseburgers, a medium fry, a medium soft drink with a side of winning for $8 for a limited time at Oconee, Pickens, and Anderson County Wendy's. That is a spectacular deal for your game day tomorrow. Keep that in mind. A little dinner tonight. Late lunch, man. It's 2:05. Some of y'all haven't eaten lunch yet. At your Oconee, Pickens, or Anderson County Wendy's location. All right. Mike, you were going to jump in and we ran out of time. You were going to jump in on the Antonio Williams conversation. What are your thoughts on that?
I just think back to some of the preseason talk, Qualk, all of us. We were all talking about the depth of this wide receiver room and about how that was one of the least of our worries coming back into this season. And now one player is down, and we seem to be hanging a lot of hopes on this one player. And I'm just looking forward to some of these other receivers getting their opportunity. But we've got to make the connection with them. We've got to find them. We've got to find them open. I, above anyone else, wants to see Antonio Williams back on the field. But I also want to see these other receivers getting their opportunities as well.
I would agree with that. Listen, I think that's the biggest question mark for Clemson coming into this game is if Antonio Williams doesn't play, will the offense look like it has that swagger? I don't know that. That's one of the things I'm still trying to figure out with this team. It makes sense that they should be fine because of who they still have, but you can't just assume that, I think, after the first game, especially in the first half. You can't necessarily assume that. Hank says this. Going off that conversation, I would say that for this team, the position they can least afford to lose changes from week to week. Who are our positions most important this week? And then he argues linebacker and specifically Sammy Brown. Mike, what's your thought on that? Would you have a position group or a player that you feel is particularly important this week for Clemson to have available? Or if they lose, it's just a gut punch and you're not going to be able to replace that guy?
No, I definitely agree that the linebackers are going to be very important, especially as we've seen Georgia Tech have a history of a great running game in the past. I don't know that we've seen that so far this year. I mean, we got to see the Colorado game. I don't know that we can count last week as an example there. They ran all over Gardner-Webb, but it'll be interesting to see. I definitely agree that we need some great linebackers play tomorrow night. In fact, during the break, I just saw Coach – I'm not used to saying this – Coach Ben Boulware tweeting about his players getting another shot to improve this week.
Of course. Of course. I think it's a big opportunity for Clemson's defense. It's a big test for Clemson's defense. Let me say this, too. We've gotten a few questions about receiver, and I would say anybody that's in the box is going to be really stressed against Georgia Tech. I've said I think maybe the under is the best play on the board in this game. I still don't feel great about that. I think the number has come down significantly from 57.5 to like 52.5. And I think the same about Georgia-Tennessee. I feel the same about South Carolina-Vandy at this point. Although, there's a couple things about Vandy. We can talk about that. Made me raise my eyebrows last week. Let me just throw this out there, okay? And for the record, I still don't know who I'm going to pick in this game. I took the points with Georgia Tech. But I don't know that I'm going to pick Georgia Tech to win. I don't know that I'm going to pick Clemson to win. I don't have to know that until 8:45 tomorrow. Tiger pregame show 6 a.m., bright and early. Actually, dark and early, well before the sun. Mike, think about this game this way. If you are I think Georgia, Tennessee, it's not really a factor. Vandy, South Carolina is not really a factor. Clemson, Georgia Tech, this would be a factor. You want to reach your goals for the season. You lose this game. How many goals are either off the table or on life support? If you're Georgia Tech, the main reason you want to win this game, other than the fact that you want to win every game, but the main reason you want to win this game is because you haven't won this game in a long, long time. You haven't beaten Clemson since 14. They've been mostly kicking the crap out of you for a decade, okay? That's mostly why you want to win. It's the long-term, long-suffering nature of Georgia Tech in this rivalry. But in terms of this season, if Georgia Tech loses to Clemson, there is almost nothing off the table. There's nothing in the national conversation that's going to really change unless they lose like 42-3. Then we might be like, which I don't really think that's going to happen. But Mike, if Clemson loses this game at 1-2 with games against SMU and Florida State and Louisville and Duke and South Carolina remaining, you got to run the table for a team that's already lost 2 out of 3. I mean, devastating is too strong a word. It would be very difficult to imagine Clemson doing what it set out to do this year, coming remotely close. The national championship predictions didn't come out of nowhere. The playoff predictions didn't come out of nowhere. If they don't even make the playoff, it would be a very disappointing season. Very disappointing. It'd be somewhat disappointing if they're not even like get to the Final Four. If they don't do that, be somewhat disappointing for people. And if you're kind of seeing that the light's just flickering after week 3, I mean, there is a lot of season pressure. There's like the long-term pressure of Georgia Tech, but in terms of season pressure on Georgia Tech, there's almost none. There is real season pressure, game pressure on Clemson in this game to perform. And if you're Clemson, that's got to make you feel pretty good as a fan that they're going to game plan like that. It's not a championship game, but it might as well be at this point. Because I'm here to tell you right now, if you play the way they've been playing, Dabo said, if we play the way we've been playing, we're going to lose a bunch. And he's right. And it's not because they're bad. It's because the ACC is better and their schedule's tougher. And they got teams that can beat them. If they don't play better, this is going to go badly. Not just like Saturday, but the season could go badly. 4-4 is 8 games. But I'm here to tell you right now, you know what Clemson hasn't had to deal with in a long while? Is like, hey, coach, you know, I'd like to preserve my 4-game red shirt.
Oh, man, I was hoping you weren't going to
go
there.
You know, I don't know that that's going to happen, but they haven't even – like, if you're 3-1 at least, you're not doing that. People are not doing that. They're not talking about that. Right. There's still a lot on the table. You're one injury away from playing, et cetera. But, like, things could go up in smoke. Boom, just like that. If you lose this game – I mean, this is a – the stakes could not be higher for Clemson's season and for the trajectory and the conversation about the program because of the expectations.
And one of the biggest things I always promote about Clemson is the culture. And so when you start getting into those conversations about my 4-game red shirt, and that's what really puts that culture to the test. Am I willing to stay here and ride this out, even though, you know, I could preserve my own personal situation? I hate that kind of talk. One thing I was going to say about the goals, you asked about the goals just a minute ago. What is it that are the five goals we always hear about? Win the opener.
Yep.
Win the division, which we don't have to worry about anymore.
Basically,
we used to hear that.
Yeah, basically just get to the game.
Win the conference. Win the state. And then win the final game. But I guess the division was the fifth one that I was thinking about before. So a lot of those goals are still on the table. You lost the opener, but you can't say that was a deal breaker for the rest of your season. But it seems like this Saturday, it seems like tomorrow is one of those things that definitely challenges your ability to win the ACC if you can't right the ship. So it's definitely huge.
If you're taking Clemson in this game, I think that's one of the things that you could say is that Georgia Tech, with a loss, still has everything accessible to them. Clemson kind of does – But, boy, it looks very unlikely that Clemson could have the kind of season they think they're capable of having if they're starting 1-2. Like, it would be storybook stuff if they reel off 9 in a row against potentially as many as 4 ranked teams, including a win in Columbia against a South Carolina team is likely going to be highly ranked. Listen, this ain't just a game this week. There's a lot on the line in this game. There's a lot of longer-term ramifications here. Let's go to Mike and Anderson, who joins us next. What's up, Mike?
Not much. Enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you, sir.
Very quick comments, and loved the show yesterday, and followed by Walt's show. You guys just you hit it out of the park yesterday.
Well, thank you.
Hats off to everybody involved. When was DJ's last season? Was it 2023? Am I correct on that?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
The last
okay.
season here or last season in total?
Last season here at Death Valley.
2022. Okay, yeah, he was 22. At Oregon State 23 okay. and Florida State last okay. year. That's right.
Okay. All right, so then it was probably, it was either last season or season before last. I called your show. I asked the question of you and Ben, how do you explain a quarterback that seemingly, or not seemingly, he did, played as well as DJ did in the two games that he really shined brightly, I think the Notre Dame game and then Boston College game where they overcame an 18-point deficit. And Ben thought about it a minute, and he said, you know, maybe it's time that we had the conversation, or at least thought about it, that DJ was just not as good as we thought he was. The star rankings, he didn't live up to them. So I'm of the opinion now, after watching these first two games, and I hope I'm wrong. I swear I hope I'm wrong. But if you go back to the 2020 season when the Tigers lost to Ohio State in the CFP, got their brains kicked in, gave up over 600 yards of offense. I think it was ugly. Follow that up the next season, and you open at Georgia. DJ looked like a deer in the headlights and didn't lose that badly to Georgia. What, 3 points?
It was 10-3, I believe, was the score of that game.
Okay, and that was because of a defensive turnover touchdown. And this is a team that would eventually win the national championship that season and went defeated almost 2 years in a row, I think, or I'm close on that. But my point is this. Since the Georgia game of 2021, and I watched the Tigers closely, been doing it a long time, the swagger is gone. I don't see the swagger. When they came down the hill against LSU, I didn't see the swagger. I just didn't see it. So maybe it's time, especially if they lose tomorrow, maybe it's time to start thinking along the lines of the way Ben answered about DJ. Maybe they're just not as good as we think they are. I think that's a fair question, a fair assessment. If you look at the record last 4 seasons, Dabo's lost 4 games a season for 2 seasons in a row. I think I'm right. I didn't pull that up. Prior to that, he lost 3 games a season for 2 seasons in a row. That is not an elite program based on that record. And I honestly believe, and if I'm wrong, I know you'll tell me what you think, and Mike also, maybe it's time, especially if they lose tomorrow. Now, if they win tomorrow, that changes everything, but maybe it's time we started having that conversation, and I'd like to hear your comments on it, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. I don't think we need to have that conversation. Because what you're doing there is you're talking about getting rid of Dabo. And you might not say that, but that's the pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. You start walking down that. I don't think we need to have that conversation. I mean, that's crazy. I also think, losing 2 or 3, while it's beneath the standard that Dabo set, I would argue that that is an elite. Like, that's a program with elite consistency. I would say that. So that's number 2. And then number 3, I mean, I agree with you there's not that swagger, but I'll also say this. You know, I thought that they could withstand the loss of a receiver. I thought that they could withstand the loss of Antonio Williams. And I'm not comparing Antonio Williams in terms of talent, like legendary status, whatever, to Travis Etienne. But I will state the point. In the best seasons that Clemson's had, 2018, 2019, where they're scoring on everybody, you take Travis Etienne off of that field, I'm not saying that they're going to score, you know, that they're going to score 17 a game and they're going to look terrible. But you certainly, the next man up ain't got it. Because he's not Travis Etienne. They got fortunate when Sammy Watkins was dealing with his stuff in 12 that they had Nuke Hopkins. But, like, in 13 when he didn't have Nuke, if you don't have Sammy Watkins, like, yeah, I mean, you got other receivers, but you lose Sammy Watkins. I mean, the most important players on each side of the ball have to play. One of the reasons I like LSU, and we'll go to break because I got Eric McLean coming on the other side. One of the reasons I like LSU tomorrow is that DJ Lagway doesn't look right, and his best receiver still is not playing. They have not. Florida has not replaced Dallas Wilson, who's a young player who is a superstar. Everybody says this guy's a bona fide superstar. You're not just rolling another superstar off the bus. And if Tyler Brown is right when he says Antonio Williams is a guy that's telling us, hey, come sit in the cold tub. Hey, do some extra reps. Hey, we're going to the jugs gun. All of us, let's go. If he's got that kind of gravitational pull, then it's not that hard to take the logical leap that taking Antonio Williams out is not just taking a guy out of the offense and saying, why can't the next guy fill in? It's closer to taking Travis Etienne out of the offense than it is taking a dude out and putting another dude in. So I do think we got to, you know, not all absences are created equal. Just like losing Dexter Lawrence, you could do that because you had Albert Huggins. But like losing Mackenzie Alexander, you suffered because you didn't have Albert Huggins over there. Let's take a break. Eric McLean on the other side.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell and Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Straight Up Sports is simply all sports, all the time. Straight Up Sports is a collection of retired and award-winning sports writers and sports broadcasters from around South Carolina. Like Bob Gillespie from the State Newspaper, Scott Kiefer from the Greenville News, and Mark Sturges from ESPN Upstate. Straight Up Sports is about the stories, just like the days gone by with no editors nor managers involved. Check us out on Facebook or Twitter or online at straightupsports.net.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, and we've got some exciting news. We're opening something brand new on the square, Four Men on Exchange, your new place for gifts, garment, and gear. While the women's stuff's across the street at Newteek Boutique, we've now got you covered from head to toe at Four Men on Exchange. While we are currently in our pop-up location, as we wait for the new building to be renovated, you can follow along the progress on Instagram and Facebook. Four Men on Exchange, your place for gifts, garments, and gear.
At Amco Greenville, we know the true value of expert car care. From transmission repairs to brake services, our locally owned shop provides comprehensive solutions for all your automotive needs. Whether it's advanced diagnostics or routine maintenance, we've got you covered. Conveniently located at 411 Malden Road, we're proud to serve Greenville and surrounding areas. Hablamos Español. For trusted service, call Amco today and experience the difference in quality and care.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Tiger Nation, K-Club Nick here reminding you about Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. People are coming from all over the upstate to purchase their Silverado from Fred Caldwell. It's about the ease, speed, and transparency. We call it EST. That's the game plan to make your purchase the best experience ever. You can call or text Martin McKinley directly on his cell, 704-534-1014. That's 704-534-1014. He'll handle you right over the phone or visit fredcaldwellchevy.com.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the actually really seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
From kickoff to the final whistle, your front row seat to college football lives here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I'm talking here and now. All right, before we go to Eric McLean, I had somebody ask me earlier. Hey, Underdog has Gunnar Stockton's passing yards. I think they said it was like 223 and a half. What would you do? Or excuse me, it was rushing yards at like 23 or 24 and a half. I think that's a stay away from me. It's a good idea. I think it's a stay away. I still don't trust Georgia's. I think Georgia's going to score fine, like 30-ish. But I don't know where that's going to come from. If you want to be honest, I think a Nate Frazier big play is probably more to my liking. Take a little longest rush over, or a longest rush higher. If you can, on Underdog. Underdog is the best place to play, and you can do that right now with our code OOB. Download the app, sign up with that code to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18-plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.HTML for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit ncpgambling.org. Eric McLean, let's go. What's up, my friend?
Clock, let's go, baby. Did I just hear that you said I could become a billionaire on Underdog? That's amazing.
It did say that. Millions have won billions. And they didn't say if it was one person or a bunch of people. It's unclear, but that could be you, buddy.
I like my odds.
Give me some vibes down in Hotlanta. How we feeling down there?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you said that first. Hotlanta. I'm walking. There's so much concrete. There's barely any trees. It is very hot.
So that's the vibe. The vibe is sweaty. That's what I'm getting.
The vibe is I wore all black on purpose so you wouldn't see me sweat. And now I'm walking up a staircase, going to be out of breath by the time you ask another question.
Oh, my God. Well, then let's make it quick. I'll ask you this very simple question. Are you more encouraged by the second half or discouraged by the first half that you saw from Clemson last week?
I think I'm encouraged, right? I mean, I try to be a pretty positive person, and we saw Cade Klubnik get it on, right? We saw him push the ball downfield, make some anticipatory throws, get guys open, and then Bryant Wesco, you know, stepping up too. That was a big piece of the puzzle, and can that continue? You know, it'll be interesting to see.
Let me ask you this one too, because not just the Clemson game. We'll get back to Clemson toward the end here, but I want to ask you about Vanderbilt and Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech, to me, it would actually make Vandy, South Carolina easy if you told me, yeah, Virginia Tech, it's over, man. The way that Vandy destroyed Virginia Tech last week, if that's about Vanderbilt, yeah, then they're going to beat South Carolina. But it feels like it takes two to tango. I mean, what the heck happened to the Hokies after halftime last week?
Yeah, they might as well have just stayed in the locker room. My goodness. I mean, that was a crazy, you know, just second half butt whipping. And for Vandy to outscore them what they did, for them to out, you know, yardage them, I think it was plus 300 in the second half. I mean, that was insane to see the absolute butt whipping. And you're right. I mean, if I'm a Carolina person, I'm terrified, you know, and seeing that. And I don't think you feel too great about what you look like, you know, in your second game. And now you score in a variety of ways and able to do a multitude of things. But I don't think anybody's feeling great about what the offense has looked like to this point. Now, there's been sparks, and there's been spurts where you're like, okay, that's it. But it hasn't been consistent. And, man, this game is going to be fascinating, to say the least.
Let's get back to Clemson for a second because, you know.
That was gross. I don't know why you did that to me. That was weird.
probably the best. I needed to know that because that's something I've been sitting on for 3 days. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this game. It was like 300-10 in the second half. They didn't stop them once, Virginia Tech. Like, what are we doing? So I do have this question. Maybe the best rationale I've heard somebody give for Clemson handling business in this game is – this offense knows how to deal with a defense that's kind of structurally like Texas's defense last year. Is there a lot, or no truth in that?
Well, I think there's certainly truth. And the good news is, up to this point, Georgia Tech doesn't have four All-Americans on their defense like Texas did. So, you feel pretty good about the offensive output, especially throwing the ball that Clemson was able to have. Now it's just, can you capitalize? Can you get a run game going, and can Cade Klubnik be that version of himself? That is what will be interesting to see. But, you know, certainly for Georgia Tech's defensive coordinator, having that familiarity and thinking, okay, this is what they look like now. This is what they look like probably at their peak offensively. How can we exploit that, and how can we take advantage of it?
And see, that's my principal question. We just spent two segments talking about Antonio Williams. Williams ends up on the injury report, is questionable with the hamstring. We know that hamstrings are tricky things, and I'm not sure that I believe that Antonio Williams is going to suit up and be able to play tomorrow. I mean, do you feel Clemson has the confidence to be able to attack the way that they did in the second half of the Texas game, to attack the gaps and the seams in Georgia Tech's defensive alignment? Do you feel like you've seen enough to say that?
Yeah, I hope with the confidence that Bryant Wesco got from last week, and again, being the guy, proven to himself and to everybody involved that he's the guy, that will escalate. Now, certainly, I think it is a big deal, and maybe a bigger deal than we thought, Antonio being out, just simply because he's that alpha. He's that guy that's ready to go, and so can you, do that without him? That comes down to two. I think everybody else feels good about it, but I think that comes down to number two, and can he be the guy that, A, we've seen, be that he can become.
Visiting with Eric McLain, ACC Network. They're down in Atlanta. You can watch him on the ACC. You can watch him like all day today, too. They're going to be on forever today, but also 10 a.m. to noon tomorrow, live in Atlanta. If you're driving down, I would say if you're driving down, be aware of traffic difficulties and road construction. I've heard there's a lot. There's actually a link on Georgia Tech's website where they're telling you what to avoid and when. Is it bad? Like, is it bad down there right now? I mean, it's 2:30 in the afternoon, but I'm sure it's not great.
Yeah, let me just tell you, the 85 is always under construction, okay? And so that's just something that you've got to deal with. You've got to understand what's coming. And, yeah, be early. And matter of fact, why don't you get to our set? We're right outside the stadium. We'll be here 10 to noon. Come hang out with us and have a good time. And you'll be plenty early, and you'll do just fine getting in.
I can't wait for that. I really can't. I really can't wait for that. I got a couple more questions on the ACC, and I'm gonna let you run. I think Miami has a great matchup with South Florida. Coming off the Florida win, I think this is an ability to flex. But in the back of my mind, Mac, I'm thinking it is Mario, and he is a 17-point favorite, and I just don't know what to do with that information.
I'm right there with you, brother, and I totally agree. But I think this Miami team is that dominant. I think they're that good. And I think they're ready to play bully ball. And ultimately, in this kind of Cinderella story there, Cinderella story, and get it going. I think Miami plays the bully. I think they play the bigger team. And, Kwok, I hate to do this to you, but SportsCenter's calling. I got to go.
Oh, my God, SportsCenter. Eric McLean's on SportsCenter. Mac, let's go.
I love you, brother. Thanks for the time.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. We actually have SportsCenter up on our set right now. I was like, yeah, this – I'm like, this guy looks like – he sounds like he's putting on a lapel mic. He told me he had a small window today. I didn't know it was going to be that small. I thought we had till 2:40, but I think SportsCenter wants him on a little bit early. We got SportsCenter up right now.
When I heard the background noise, I was trying to imagine, okay, what's going on here? Is he – he said he was taking a walk. So I thought maybe these are some folks that – some fans that have come up to him on the corner and are wanting to talk to him. But instead, Mac's about to be on SportsCenter.
Mac's not really a blend-in guy. I'll say that. Mac's not really a blend-in guy. All right, I tell you what, in our final segment – we'll go ahead and take a break. In our final segment, we'll talk about some other stuff. I got some thoughts on a couple other games. We'll get Mike's picks and rationales. We'll give you our OO Bank picks as well. We got to do that and clean up some odds and ends in the show. We wrap up right after this. Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childress and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Dono Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology and regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Your family will delight in their locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at A&PM Farms, butchery and market.com.
poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security, do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when the industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes the shotgun snap, back to throw, gonna throw it leap, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the race and he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Last segment of the show, last segment of the week.
Man, it's been a good week. It's kind of flown by. Had some good shows, good conversation, a lot of calls this week. Really fun stuff. We're going to get to picks, final analysis. I say final, but, you know, Tiger pregame show. 6 a.m. tomorrow, we'll be live in studio. Will Vannevar will be live in Atlanta. Ashby and Ashley will be here with me as well, along with Ramona. We'll just have a good old time in here, yucking it up and getting you ready for kickoff at noon.
I think we're going to get to see Sweatshirt Quark tomorrow morning.
It appears that way. It's going to be Sweatshirt Quark or it's going to be Light Hoodie Quark, but regardless, we're going long sleeves
now,
in here.
I'm not talking about outside Quark. I'm talking about in the studio in here where you can hang meat some morning if you come in and it's so cold. Man. You better bring the hoodie for inside the studio.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Mike, you got me on that one.
Yes,
you
sir.
Did get me on that one. I'm looking at the hourly forecast, though, and like what – When I'm driving in this morning, like ideally I'm gonna be here, 5:30 ish. I'll probably, like a true professional, I'll probably be here, quite early for the show. That will, it would be around 60 ish. So I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Give me a little light. Give me a little light hoodie action. And you know what? If I happen to wear that in the building, so be it, you know? It just works.
And it brings to mind maybe a great place you could pick up that new hoodie there, Cole.
Correct. All right, 654 Roar, if you want to get in with some final thoughts. All right, let's roll through our picks here on our station contest. This is big freaking deal. This is what we do. This is the big one, folks. This is the station pick'em contest. We've already started. 10 of us have started 1-0. Mike and Faxon with some splaining to do.
Not too good.
We have some work. Wisconsin, Alabama. We're playing at 20.5. Wisconsin and Alabama. Mike, you have taken Wisconsin. Tell us why.
Too many points, Qualt.
Too many points. That is a lot of points.
20.5.
I think Wisconsin is one of the worst. I think they are so bad. And so I am laying them. I'm actually going to put that in the dock. Ben also has it in the dock on the under. Ben is under 45.5 with Alabama, Wisconsin this week. I have Alabama lay the points. Wisconsin stinks. Their quarterback stinks, and he's hurt. I think they win like 34-3. I just do. I think they win 34-3. Georgia, we're playing at -7 at Tennessee. It's crazy when you're getting 3 right now to still lay 7, and yet 6 of us did. Mike, you are taking the points with Tennessee?
Yeah, those weird orange-clad folks are going to be really fired up for this one. I think Georgia wins, but I think it's going to be a field goal.
Okay, very good. See, it could be field goal game. And you know what? If it's a field goal game, then I'm going to lose by a half a point in the dock because I've got Georgia -3.5, and I've also got the Tennessee team total under 22.5 in this game. Again, Heupel has never scored more than 17 on Kirby. If Tennessee wins, it will be a low-scoring game. So give me Tennessee team total under 22.5 on that. By the way, Eric McLean is on SportsCenter right now, so he was not pulling our leg. That's a legitimate thing. Mere moments after he hangs up with us, SportsCenter gets him on.
That's pretty cool.
That's the type of access we have with Eric McLean. All right, Pittsburgh, West Virginia. That's a 2-point spread. You know, in the world, that spread is 7.5 right now. Really has jumped in favor of Pittsburgh. Mike, you like the Mountaineers. Let's go, Mountaineers. Let's go drink some beers.
I have no choice in this one, Quark. My mother-in-law is a huge Mountaineers fan, so I have to pick West Virginia every chance I get.
You're going to regret that, but not for family reasons. You're going to like it, but in the picks contest, you're going to regret that. I think West Virginia is just on the struggle bus. My guy, Zach Alley, the defensive coordinator, friend of the show, Zach Alley, defensive coordinator at West Virginia. I think he's got his hands full. Mm. Desmond Reed, really good. I don't know they're going to cover 7.5. Like, that's a lot. In a rivalry game, that's a lot of points to lay for the road team early in the season. But I think Pitt wins this game.
So how long before RR gets him back into winning shape?
Next year, I think, when they effectively portal, I think. In fact, they're talking about making a quarterback change for this week, which could really throw some things up in the air because the backup, I think, was at Florida maybe, is more of a runner. I think I'm right in saying that's the guy. South Florida, Miami, 16.5 the spread with Miami. Oh, 7 of us taking USF. You took Miami. You're laying those points.
Yeah, I got beat on USF last week against Florida. And so I'm not going with them. I'm going with Miami.
That's smart. You're smart. You're a smart person. I'm going with Miami as well. I think the line of scrimmage makes it hard for USF. That's a lot of points, man. I mean, they could be dominated in this game and still come in the back door and cover, and Miami win, like, you know, 27-10 or something with a late touchdown, which actually would be a cover for us. It's 17.5 in the world, 16.5 in our contest. But you get my point. Like, USF could score late and still get inside this number, but I just think Miami is far and away the better team, and I also think USF can't keep doing this. They can't destroy Boise and beat Florida and then just beat everyone else. You got to drop one of these. Arkansas, Ole Miss. This spread is like 6.5 right now. We have it at 9.5. It's a 6-6 spread. You like Ole Miss, Mike?
Yes, they won by a touchdown last week. Is that right?
They did.
I just feel like they're starting to get the wheels turning in the right direction. I think they win a little bit bigger this week.
All right, I have two plays on this game. Arkansas plus 6.5. I'm going to go ahead and do that. Of course, I'm going to take 9.5. Arkansas, I wrote these numbers down. This is just interesting stuff, okay? Arkansas is 10-2 in his last 12 games against the spread against Ole Miss with 6 outright wins. All right? They win this game all the time, and they cover almost every year. Ole Miss is 12-19-1 against the spread and is 2-7 in their last 9 conference games against the number. So I'm using both of those things to just take the points. I don't know that Arkansas wins. If I were in a legal gambling state, you might see a little sprinkle on the money line there for Arkansas. I think it's like plus 275 or 300 or something like that. Just a little sprinkling on the money line right there is all. Texas A&M Notre Dame. I laid them with Notre Dame at 6.5. I really don't know about this. I could see this game going any number of ways. I could see Notre Dame winning any number of ways. I'm hard-pressed to think of how Texas A&M wins. Unless Notre Dame just can't run the ball, which they didn't run the ball against Miami. Jeremiah Love was bottled up. What's your thoughts on this?
Earlier in the show, I told you that I had 3 games this week that were among the just neck and neck for me. NC State Wake Forest was one of those. I came out on the wrong side. This is also one of those games where I think it's going to be very evenly matched, but I give the Irish the edge because they're at home.
Florida LSU, 6.5 in our contest. It's now 7.5 in the wild. 11-1. We have a lone wolf with Will Clanton in this one. You like LSU here.
Yeah,
Mike.
I don't think Billy's going to even touch the Tigers this week. I think that LSU rolls big in this one.
By the way, I should also note, I'm plus 6.5 with Arkansas, and I'm also on the over. It's 61.5, and the last 4 meetings, the average point total is 83 in Arkansas and Ole Miss. So I'm just seeing a lot of value there, even if it's a little lower scoring this year on both sides. LSU, I've got LSU minus 7 in the dock too, in the OO Bank. I just think LSU is much better than Florida. If Florida's receiving core, if Dallas Wilson's not playing, I don't know why we would expect Florida to be better offensively this week than they were last week. I just don't. I think LSU's defense, I think partly Clemson's offense is to blame, but partly LSU's defense is to blame. I still say that was just a really good game plan by LSU. They executed play very well. I think if they win this game by less than a touchdown, we have to dramatically reassess LSU. But also, it would be a typical Billy Napier thing to do, to be totally fired one week and then win outright in a ridiculous spot the next week. Vandy, South Carolina. Again, honestly, very little feel for this. Vandy 7-5 in our contest. You took the Gamecocks laying 5.5.
Yeah, I didn't have good success picking against the Gamecocks last year. I don't know why that plays into my psychology this year. I really, though, enjoyed what you said about when you were talking with Emac about Vandy. And will we see that Vandy is legitimate after that Virginia Tech win? Or was Virginia Tech better than we thought? And just, I don't know. I think this game will say a lot about what Vandy can bring to the table. But I think the Carolina Gamecocks at home are going to win this one and cover this spread.
I don't know a lot about these teams. South Carolina wins this game every year to the point that Vandy has actually circled this game, which is wild. Like, Vandy, they're not circling Tennessee. They're not circling, they're not circling these rivalry games. But they have circled the South Carolina game, and they are not being bashful about their thoughts on this game. They're very confident they're going to win this. A little too confident, perhaps. And then finally, Clemson, Georgia Tech, 4.5-point spread. It's now down to 3, maybe even 2.5 some places. Perfect 6-6 split. You have the Tigers here on the road, laying 4.5.
Maybe the fastest responding email we've ever seen here at the station. When Ben originally sent these lines out earlier in the week, I immediately got another email from him saying the line has changed from 9.5 to 4.5.
Yep.
Very quickly. I still think the Tigers, they get some things figured out tomorrow. I'm saying that the Tigers are going to win this one 30-21. That's my pick. And that will cover that spread right there.
I have Georgia Tech here. Once again, I think it's just wise to take some points until we see more from Clemson. I actually thought about the Pitt game last year and how that was a game that Clemson was able to win, but by the skin of their teeth. And is this Georgia Tech game similar to that Pitt game in some ways? You could make that argument that's kind of where Clemson is right now. But I think, again, in the absence of real clarity, just taking some points. If I can get 4.5, I get a little value, a point and a half of value, I'll do it. So that lot of close spreads. I'm interested to see how it goes this week. Like I said, NC State already with a cover in our contest. For those of you playing at home, you can find our picks on the Roar Twitter account on X. All right, I'm going to look at our OO Bank because Ben's got picks in the bank. He's not here to defend himself. So I will give you some Ben Milstead rationale for some of these picks. I'm also going to give you mine. Ben is with me on the following picks. We are together on Georgia minus 3.5 at Tennessee. We're both in agreement that this is what Georgia does to Tennessee every year. New Mexico plus 15.5 at UCLA. This is a fade UCLA outright, okay? This is just, can UCLA beat anybody by 16? I don't know. So I'm going to take 15.5 if I can get them on a lazy Friday night in Pasadena. We are also together. Actually, no, we're not together on that one. Ben actually has an NFL game. He's taking the Lions minus 6 against the Bears. What a spot, man. People are crushing the Lions. They did not look good last week against Green Bay. Green Bay, it appears, looks very good based on the way they played against the Lions and Commanders, two Super Bowl hopefuls in the first 2 weeks. The Bears blow the lead on Monday night. They've got a short week, having to go on the road. Yeah, give me the Lions minus 6. I think that's a great, great play. Other plays for Ben. Tonight, Houston minus 4.5 against Colorado. I like it. I couldn't quite pull the trigger, but I like where his head's at there with Willie Fritz against Colorado's third-string quarterback, who we're not sure if he's had a dream about this game or not this week. Elsewhere, he has Arizona plus 1.5. Ben's got a lot of action tonight. Arizona plus 1.5 against Kansas State. He's like, why is Kansas State favored against anyone? And I was like, even Arizona? And he's like, yeah. And I go, well, you make a compelling case. So, yeah, Arizona plus 1.5. He's got USC minus 20.5 at Purdue. I almost did that too. First road trip for USC, two time zones. I think they're way better than Purdue. I think they've played awesome. I still kind of want to see it. I'm in a little bit of show me with Lincoln Riley, even though I think they've looked a lot better. He has Texas minus 40.5 against UTEP. 40.5.
That's a pick. That's a pick.
That's a pick right there, Reggie. 40.5 against UTEP. My word. Air Force minus 3.5 at Utah State. He has that one as well. We told you about the Alabama-Wisconsin under 45.5. And he is taking 23.5 with Temple against Oklahoma in a sleepy nooner in Philly. Why is Oklahoma playing at Philly? This spread stinks to high heaven. It was 21.5. I was thinking about laying them, and I thought, I can't. I just can't do that. My board looks like this. New Mexico plus 15.5. I said that. We're in agreement on it. Alabama minus 21.5 against Wisconsin. I understand Alabama's got issues. Can Wisconsin even score 7 points? I don't even know. I think Wisconsin is an absolute disaster. I think they are a flaming dumpster fire, and it's sad to see. It's really sad to see that. But I think Alabama can score 24 and almost cover the spread. Tennessee team total under 22.5. The most they score against Kirby is 17. I got 5 points of leeway there. If they win somehow, it's going to be like 20-17 anyway. I've also got Georgia minus 3.5. That is my big play. And, in fact, I congratulate the Volunteers on their 38-17 win, after which I will show up for work wearing a grocery bag on my head on Monday. Give me FIU. I only got to lay 2.5 with my guy Willie Simmons against Florida Atlantic. They're basically saying it's a coin flip. FIU's better than FAU. Do you see how they, like, Penn State struggled with FIU? I think FIU wins this game, I'm laying 2.5 to do it. I told you about Arkansas plus 6.5, and then the Arkansas-Ole Miss over. We got both of those. Coastal's got a backup quarterback, I think. I'm pretty sure their guy's out. East Carolina doesn't score against anyone. That total's 57.5. I think this is like 21-13. So give me the under in that one. 57.5 is way too many points for ECU and Coastal right now. LSU minus 7, I gave you that one. And then this is, I told Ben, this one could burn me. This is a season play, okay? This is a season play. I gave you this one 3 weeks ago. I gave you this one a month ago. And I got to stick with it, even though I got a little trepidation about Cal right now with the freshman quarterback. Minnesota minus 2.5 at Cal in a game that I for sure will be asleep and not catch a moment of. Yeah, that start time, that 10:30 start time is a bear, let me tell you. A Cal bear, as it were. Golly Moses. A couple thoughts on the NFL this weekend. I really wanted to spend more time on the NFL today and kind of break it up. I didn't. My Colts are taking on the Broncos. First one to 20 wins on that one. Jags-Bengals, kind of some interesting juice in that game. I love it. Bills Jets, after the Bills' emotional comeback, they got to face Justin Fields in the suddenly potent Jets offense. Absolutely love that one. Giants Cowboys, with absolutely everything on the line, Dak Prescott has not lost to the Giants, I think, since 1973. Elsewhere, Bears Lions, we talked about that one already. That's a big game. If you're a Panthers fan, you're at the Cardinals. Please don't go 0-2. Please beat the Cardinals. And then Falcons-Vikings, weird Sunday night game. We'll talk about the Monday night games on Monday. Mike, thanks for your efforts today. Really
yes, sir,
appreciate
enjoyed
it. Thanks to all of you as well. We'll see you bright and early. Well, as I say, dark and early. 6 a.m. for the Tiger Pregame Show. God bless. Walt's up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.